This is
Make It Kind.
M.I.P.
with Masamela Matfumo.
Mark Thompson.
Make It Kind.
Get woke.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Mamas and babas, sisters and brothers, it's that most wonderful time of year once again. It's Kwanzaa time. Kwanzaa, our holiday. And as many of you know, Kwanzaa and I share a literal birth week. Kwanzaa and I both were introduced to the world just 4 days apart. December 21st for me, Kwanzaa 5 days. December 26th for Kwanzaa, 1966. This is the 57th observation of our holiday. And who better every year to talk to? We're always blessed and always honored to have him with us. Who better than to have the founder? Let me introduce him fully. We know and love him as the professor and chair of Africana Studies, California State University, Long Beach, the executive director of the African American Cultural Center, US, the creator of Kwanzaa and the Nguza Saba principles, the author of the definitive work, Kwanzaa Celebration of Family, Community, and Culture, and also the author of Introduction to Black Studies. We know the important work he did, especially at this hour when our history, our culture, our African-American studies programs are all under attack. He was the author of Introduction to Black Studies, which is now in its fourth edition. Please welcome once again our dear elder, teacher, and guide, Dr. Maulana Karenga. Habari gani, Dr. Karenga.
Masamela, it's good to be back on your program. Thank you for all the good work you're doing, speaking truth to the people and truth to power. So it's very good to see you again. Happy Kwanzaa to you. Happy Kwanzaa to your audience. Heri za Kwanzaa in Swahili. Heri za Kwanzaa.
Yes, sir. And thank you so much. On this very first day of Kwanzaa, Umoja, one of the things you always enlighten us with and we're blessed to hear is that Kwanzaa is a living holiday. And so when we address the principles, it's never just static.
Yes.
You always put it within the context and help us understand the context of the moments we are living in. So this is the first day of Kwanzaa, Umoja 2023. A lot going on.
Yebo. So we say Habari Gani, and then we answer Umoja. Unity is going on. So again, this year, we wish for Africans everywhere throughout the world, African community. Here is our Kwanzaa. Happy Kwanzaa. And we bring and send greetings of celebration, solidarity, and continued struggle for an inclusive and shared good in the world. And in the still high held tradition of our ancestors, we wish for African people and all the peoples of the world all the good that heaven grants, the earth produces, and the waters bring forth from their depth. Hotep, Ashe, Hedi. Moreover, among all the goods that are granted, given and gained through ceaseless striving and righteous and relentless struggle, we wish especially for our people and all other oppressed and struggling peoples of the world the shared and indivisible good of freedom, justice, and peace, deservedly achieved and enjoyed and passed on to future generations. Indeed, we live in a turbulent time of continuing unfreedom and oppression, the enduring evil of injustice and destructive conflict, and even an unjust and genocidal war, and freedom, justice, and peace in the world and for the good of the world, and all in it are urgent, essential, and indispensable. And so every year I choose a theme for the year called the annual Founders Kwanzaa Message. And this year, the theme for this message is Kwanzaa, Freedom, Justice, and Peace, Principles and Practices for a New World. We believe we can bring into being a whole new world. And so this Kwanzaa, if we struggle right, if we dare struggle, speak truth, do justice, and walk in the way of right. So this Kwanzaa, millions of Africans all over the world, throughout the world African community, come again together to celebrate family, community, and culture, and to recommit themselves to creating and practicing good in the world, using the Nguzo Saba, the seven principles, as a fundamental framework and foundation to achieve that. Thus, our ancestors and elders before us, as they have done, we come again together to reinforce the bonds between us as persons and people. We come to give thanks for the harvest of good we've gathered from the fertile fields of our lands, the fruitful fields of our lives, and the bruising and bloodstained battlefields of our struggle. And we come together again also to commemorate the past, to raise and praise the sacred name and sustaining practices of our ancestors. And we come together to recommit ourselves to the dignity-affirming and life-enhancing views and values they left to ground and guide us, and consciously following in the footsteps, the culture footsteps of our ancestors and elders, we come together also to celebrate all the good in the world, the good of family, community, and culture, the good of loving kindness and care, the good of respect for ourselves and others, the good of life and love, the good of sharing and togetherness, and working to build and sustain the good world we all want and deserve to live in and pass on as a legacy worthy of the name and history African. Kwanzaa was conceived and born in the womb work and transformative struggle of the Black Freedom Movement, and thus its essential message and meaning was shaped and shared not only in Sankofa initiatives of culture retrieval, of the best of our views, values, and practices as African people, Kwanzaa was also shaped by the defining decade of fierce striving and struggle for freedom and justice and associated goods waged by African people and other peoples of color all over the world in the 1960s.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Kwanzaa thus came into being, grounded itself, and grew as an act of freedom, an instrument of freedom, a celebration of freedom, and an all-year-long practice of freedom. It was an act of self-determination and self-authorization without asking permit or permission. It was a means of cultivating and expanding consciousness and commitment, a righteous reveling in our own recaptured sense of our sacredness, soulfulness, and beauty as Black people, and the practice and principles that engenders and sustain liberated and liberating ways to understand and assert ourselves. And so Kwanzaa embraces its stress on struggle and its ethical insistence that we seek and speak truth, do and demand justice, be constantly concerned with the well-being of the world and all in it, and that we care for the poor and the vulnerable, empower the masses of our people, pursue freedom and justice and peace, and continuously expand this realm of human freedom and human flourishing, and constantly repair and renew the world. And so this Kwanzaa, as always, we are obligated to sit down on January 1st, the day of meditation, Siku Yata Muli, and ask ourselves, what is the moral meaning of our lives as Africans in the world? What does it mean to be an African living in this time of comforting illusions and brutal realities? In this world where claims of global process mask the massive destruction of human lives, the disruption and destruction of human life and the natural environment, and where aggression, empire, and occupation or justified by racialized religion, translated fear, manipulated fear, and military might. In such a context, what are our moral obligations as Africans to ourselves, to each other, to the poor and the unpowerful, to the ill and the aged, to the stranger, to the environment? How do we have a rightful relationship with the environment? And what is our relationship to future generations and to the oppressed and suffering and struggling peoples of the world? Regardless of the specific conclusions we come to, with regard to these enduring questions, the overarching answer to these and all related ones is found in the ancestral teachings, as we've said so often in the Odu Ifa, that says, let's do things with joy, for surely humans have been divinely chosen to bring good into the world. And this, we say, is a fundamental mission and meaning of human life. So Kwanzaa says, let's do things with joy, and let's do them practicing the Nguzo Saba, the seven principles. The Nguzo Saba, the seven principles, begin with the principle of umoja, unity. In my book, Kwanzaa, A Celebration of Family, Community, and Culture, I state that the principle of umoja calls on us to strive for and maintain unity in the family, community, nation, and race. That is to say, the world African community. Umoja, as a principle and practice, calls on us to work and struggle for principled, purposeful and practice togetherness in freedom, justice, and peace in our families, communities, and the world. It stresses the ties that link us and cultivate in us sensitivity to each other, to other humans, and to the world and all in it. Indeed, emojis expressed in the teachings of Nana Dr. Anna Julia Cooper, who affirmed this ancient African value. She says, we take our stand on the solidarity of humanity, the oneness of life, and the unnaturalness and injustices of all favoritisms, whether of sex, race, condition, or country. Umoja then encourages a profound sense of relatedness, togetherness, and oneness in the small and largest circles of our life. It fosters a spirit of togetherness and moral sensitivity, which encourages us to avoid injuring each other and the world and all in it. And it encourages us to eagerly work and struggle for a common good in the world. Indeed, the principle of unity reminds us of the ancient Yoruba ethical teaching of the Odu Ifa, that the greatest good comes from our gathering together in harmony, whether it's in family, friendship, community, society, or the world. And this too, the principle of unity teaches us. We live in a web and world of interdependence, as Dr. Martin Luther King said, and that freedom, dignity, well-being, and other goods should and must be shared goods for everyone if there is to be any peace, justice, and security for anyone else in the world. Hotep, Ashe, Hedi.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Umoja. Today, ladies and gentlemen, the principle for December 26th, the first day of Kwanzaa, we invite you to learn more. Official KwanzaaWebsite.org. Also, visit MaulanaKarenga.org, the founder, the creator of Kwanzaa and the Nguza Saba, Dr. Maulana Karenga, our guest during this entire week of Kwanzaa. Happy Kwanzaa, everyone.
Thanks for getting woke and listening to Make It Plain. As always, perform an act of kindness on behalf of an elder or young person. Write a letter to a sister or brother who just so happens to find her or himself incarcerated. Offer libations to the ancestors upon whose sturdy shoulders we all now stand. And above all, give thanks to the God of your understanding by whatever name you call her and him. All God asks of us is that we give each other love. Thanks for giving MIP love. And please remember to subscribe and give us a 5-star rating. If all hearts and minds are clear, it has been made plain.